1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
So you're doing a paper on criminal justice?
No, sir. I'm doing a paper on the elements of the First Amendment, the constitutional elements of the First Amendment as part of a criminal justice class I'm taking.
And why are you taking it? You going to be a police officer?
Yes, sir. That's primarily my goal right now is to get my associate arts degree in criminal justice and law enforcement, and then to go on to the LAPD Police Academy in Elysian Park.
So what is this paper you're going to do then? You're doing a paper on constitutional, on the First Amendment, on free speech?
Yes, sir. It's primarily a paper that is going to deal with the restrictions that still exist on the First Amendment in the United States. And I would ask you this question, Mr. Henry. I'd ask your listeners this question. Do you know the one place, and there are many places, but the one place where you have no right to free speech, do you know where that is?
I take a guess, but I'd probably be wrong. What is it?
In the polling place, in the place where you cast your ballot for President of the United States, you do not have free speech. Yes, you can go into the booth and you can vote for who you wish to be the president, but I can't be in the polling place and I can't tell people what I think about Kerry or what I think about Bush. And so that's why I talked to my professor and told him I wanted to do this paper. He said, well, you know, it sounds interesting, but on election day I will go to different polling places throughout the area, and I'm going to go into them and I'm going to say, you know, hey, I think Kerry is a good man. Or I'll go to another one, I'll say, hey, I think Bush is good. You know,
well, you know, there's reasons why you can't go into a polling place and do that, and that has to do with a time in our country when people were muscled by thugs. They were, you know, they were in there telling people they couldn't vote for this, they couldn't vote for that.
Yeah, but those days are long gone, Mr. Henry, and what we have today, we don't certainly have that anymore. People are not being muscled. I simply want to enlighten people. I also want to test the limits of free speech, but there's also something that I think is more critical, and that is most of the people who vote in America today are, for the most part, undereducated and partially illiterate. They need assistance in who they would choose to be president. And if you're not in there saying to them, you know, vote for Kerry, vote for Bush, they won't know.
Well, are you going to be partisan? Are you going to say vote for one guy?
No, I'm going to say for both, you know, just to see, you know, what will happen. And then I'm going to base my paper on that and its effects, you know. But it's really interesting, you know, you can't go in there. When you look at 90% of the American people who vote are, for the most part, ignorant and illiterate, and they, you know, in exercising their right to vote, they don't know what they're doing, you know. So to go in there and to be able to say, hey, well, I think you should vote for Kerry, I think you should vote for Bush, you know. And what I'd like to do is be inside the polling place on election day as the people go in behind the curtain, you know, or stand in the partitioned area to vote, you know, to say to them, who are you voting for, you know, and why are you voting for them? And just kind of see what happens, you know, because when you have the number of partially ignorant people that are voting, it could make for a disaster, you know.
You know that you're going to get arrested.
Well, I don't. I'm not so sure about that.
Well, I mean, it's against the law. You'll get arrested.
Well, first of all, if the responding officer is, when I tell the responding officer that I'm studying to be LAPD, that has a certain currency to a cop in Santa Ana or Orange or someplace like that, they definitely will back down. You know.
I don't. They're not going to arrest you.
Well, when I explain to the officer that I'm doing a paper for criminal justice, I'm sure he'll back away. You know, especially when I say that I'm going to be LAPD. But that's not the point. The point is, why can't we go into a polling place and say, yeah, I'm going to vote for Bush because I think that Bush is going to be much, much more follow through on the war on terror than Kerry, who doesn't know what he's talking about, or I'll say, yeah, I'm going to vote for Kerry because I don't think Bush has done a good job with the war on terror. And, you know, I'll probably be told to shut up. I don't know what will happen. But it'll be very interesting to see because it's my right to free speech.
Do you maintain that you have that right in a polling place?
Oh, yes, sir, I do. And I wouldn't think that way.
And you're saying it's based upon the fact that there's so many, you say there's so many stupid people voting?
Well, if you look at the numbers, most people that vote are sort of semi-educated and full-on ignorant, you know, and have a difficult time even reading the ballot, you know. And
are you talking about the immigrants? No,
people that are born in America. And probably the more enlightened voter is the immigrant, to believe it or not, you know.
The people that are partially ignorant and undereducated are Americans.
Yes, sir. The immigrants are much more prone to be more educated on the issues.
Okay, David, 1-800-449-8686. Do you think people should be able to go into a polling place on Election Day, the place where you vote, and talk about who they like for president? David, you think that that's a free speech issue, and this is kind of an experiment for you for a paper that you're doing. How does this relate to police work?
Well, we have to know all elements of not only the law, but we have to have a good understanding of constitutional law. And so I have to take this class on the Constitution, and we're doing a paper on the First Amendment.
On free speech?
That's correct, yes, sir.
As an LAPD or aspiring LAPD officer, you don't think that a cop's going to arrest you if you walk into a polling place and start telling people who to vote for?
No, sir, I do not, because LAPD is, you know, it's got some currency. But I will tell you this. I think that people need that help, because you got a lot of ignorant people going to vote on November 2nd, so you ought to be able to go and say to them, look, you know, there's a gentleman who I spoke with, 2 years ago in a local city election. I said, who are you going to vote for? He said, well, I'm going to vote for Chavez, who was this guy who was running for public office. I said, that guy's an idiot, you know, he's totally an idiot. I said, you should not vote for him. He said, well, what do you think? I said, vote for the other guy, you know. You know what, that guy, he didn't know.
You said that in a polling place.
While we were in line, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Walking in and saying, I'm going to vote for Bush or Kerry in a polling place. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You flip a phone in a Korean War veteran and you pull back a bloody stump.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Dave Oliver is with me. David is a student at L.A. Canyon College. David?
Yes, sir. L.A. Canyon College, junior college. Yes, sir. Community college.
Community college. Now, you're studying to be a police officer. You said on November the 2nd, you're going to go out to polls as part of a paper you're doing at the polling place, and you're going to ask people who they're going to vote for. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. That is correct, yeah.
And you're also going to tell them who to vote for.
Well, it's all part of the free speech exercise. So as people are standing in line, I'll go down the line. I'll go, who are you voting for, you know? And a lot of people will not want to say. A lot of people will feel reluctant to say because they're not used to, saying it. But I'll say to them, tell me who you're going to vote for. Tell me, you know, because it's all part of my free speech. And also, then I can do my paper on this and how it is that people are, you know, I don't know, like sheep or something, like you're not even allowed to say nothing.
All right, I got a New York City police officer, not a New York City, New York State officer, is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. This is Brian.
Yes, I work in New York State prison system. I'm a supervisor, and I'm listening to this guy talk. My first question is, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19, it tells. I can tell by listening to your voice.
Well,
What you're saying makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, okay, right away you say you're New York what? New York State what?
New York State Prison System, Department of Corrections.
Yeah, but that's good, but that's not LAPD. Say, I'm going to be LAPD.
It doesn't matter. Professionalism in law enforcement, I don't care whether you work in Podunk, USA or LA, it doesn't matter.
Well, is it as good?
No, what you're saying is all wrong. And when you're telling me got currency, they're not going to bother me, it has currency, got the whole idea wrong on the job.
Well, maybe you would not know, but most cops know LAPD is good, you know.
Well, no, what this officer is saying, that if you're breaking the law by actively campaigning in a polling place, which is against the law, you're
right.
Going to be arrested.
Well, maybe if the cop is not up on what's the latest, you know. Like, are you...
The cop's up on his job, he's going to run you out of there.
Well, yeah, I know if he's up on his job, but if I say to him, yeah, it's okay, you know, I'm going to be LAPD.
Right.
A lot of guys will say, okay, I'll let it slide.
And how do you know, if I'm a cop coming up to you, I can tell you I'm going to study brain surgery. Do you have any ID? Do you have anything? And if you did, you wouldn't put another cop in that position.
Well, look, you're a supervisor in an office, man. Are you out on the street?
See, I work in state prison.
I'm talking about being out
in a maximum security prison.
I'm talking about being on the street.
Wait a minute. This man is in a maximum security prison.
Right.
Well, I would just take my chances, but yeah, if I get arrested, I get arrested. I don't want to get arrested. I don't make it.
You get the whole idea wrong on the job too.
What are you talking about?
Is when you're telling everybody how ignorant they are, you're going to go a long way on the street, my friend. You're going to get your ass kicked more than once.
What are you talking about, man? I'm going to be LAPD. Who's going to kick my ass?
It doesn't matter. No, you can't hide behind your badge. Your job is to protect and serve the same as mine is.
But you got to remember
go
one more.
Go in the streets and start telling everybody how stupid they are. They're not going to listen to you. They're not going to take direction from you.
What? You got to understand one thing. You're behind bars. You're protected. I'm out on the street.
Doesn't matter.
But look at Dave, what the gentleman is saying, if I may paraphrase, is that you're saying that half the people that vote are ignorant?
Well, yes, sir, they are. I mean, not half. Like, over half the people that vote in the United States are functionally stupid. Just functionally illiterate, you know?
Well, if you say that to people out on the street, you're going to run into a lot of resistance from the community.
Right.
Well, no. I grew up in Monterey Park, California, okay? I grew up in the barrio, you know, what people call a barrio. I know all about Mexicans and stuff. The thing that they like more than anything from cops is to be told, you know, hey, step off, you know?
So well, being honest with them is one thing. Calling them stupid is another.
But a lot of times you have to. You got to say, hey, man, you are, you know, like if you pull a guy over and he's been smoking crack and he's been going like 100 miles an hour and he ran over trash cans and stuff and killed people's dogs and everything, first thing I'm going to do when I get him out of the car is say, man, you got to be some kind of a schmuck.
Well, dude,
friend, I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Are you telling me you wouldn't? You telling me you could say, oh, okay, can I see your driver's license? I don't think so, man.
Yeah,
You're missing the point. You're 19 years old and it shows. I've been on the job as long as you've been alive.
But what do you guys do? Well, what are you doing?
Let me talk.
Well, what do you do besides serve up, like, slop in the mess and stuff?
You don't get it.
Ain't that what you do?
I'm on riot teams in New York State.
Yeah, the man's in a state prison policeman's uniform, okay? They had that big riot in Attica.
I never heard of it.
You never heard of Attica?
No.
If you're studying law enforcement,
your history.
Especially law enforcement history, that was a big riot they had up there. They killed police officers up there.
Well, you know, I'm not disrespecting this man. You know, sir, and I'm sorry if I disrespected you. I guess all I'm trying to say is, you know, like, when I get out on the street, man, I'm gonna clean some stuff up, man. That's for sure.
You're gonna be out like John Wayne.
Well,
right, you're not gonna make it.
What are you talking about, man? It's my whole life's dream.
I understand
all
what
right.
your dream is,
all right.
but reality is another thing completely.
Why can't I just say to one guy, "Hey, you're an idiot"? I won't say it to nobody else. Just one guy, "Hey, you're a schmuck." Why can't I do that?
Whatever, dude.
You got the wrong idea.
Brian, thank you, sir, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Farah, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I just want to tell you that, you know, you're sounding like the idiot. I know you're concerned about voter ignorance, but
you're
the kind of voter that's going to be ignorant, that doesn't know about the issue, that you think that you can go out to a polling place and campaign and bother people, and you're not going to get arrested because you plan on being LAPD.
Well, first of all, I'm doing it for a paper I'm doing on criminal justice, okay, about free speech, okay? If we have free speech in the First Amendment of the United States of America, then how come they won't let you say nothing at a polling place, okay?
In all honesty, we don't have total free speech. There are limitations.
Well, you can't say it. You can't talk about, you know, the F word and stuff. Of course not. You know, I'm not going to say, yeah, you know, last night I want to, you can't,
so it's
you know,
the same thing. You're violating other people's rights to go to a polling place and vote in their own privacy and have their opinion without you badgering them while it's voting time.
How come I don't have the right to ask them who they're voting for? See, that's weird, man.
I think that you can ask them, but I don't think that you can give them your opinion or try to influence them force them to answer you.
Let me do something here, Farah and Dave. I call this kind of psychodrama. Farah, you pretend you're standing in line waiting to vote. And David, I want you to pretend Farah is in line and you're going to talk to her.
Well, what I would say to her is...
No, not what you would say. Actually speak to her actually talk to her?
Well, I mean, I would say, you know,
Just say it the way you'd say it.
Okay, I mean, I'd say, like, who are you voting for?
I would rather not tell you.
Why not?
Because I'm here to vote. I don't, I mean,
well, don't I have the
I got
doing
an exit poll?
I got the constitutional right to ask you. No, I'm not doing a
Yes, you do, and I have a right not to tell you.
Okay, well, can I suggest that you vote for Bush?
No, you may not.
Well, then I think you're being almost like, and I don't want to say the word, like a B-I-T-C-H then.
Well, I can call the cops.
Wait a minute, man.
More of a...
Well, call the cops if you want to, but why, how come I can't? Let me just tell you that you should vote for Bush. Otherwise, you're a female, and I know you want to be safe in your home. You vote for Kerry, you're going to have, man, I don't even want to be you if you vote for Kerry, because there'll be all kinds of violence against women
and
stuff.
Well, then you should have written some articles a couple weeks ago trying to influence more people than just being at the polls here.
And then the other thing I would say is, what are you doing after you vote? You want to go get a cup of coffee? But I'm just joking about that. I'm just joking about that part, though.
But I've been listening to you on the radio for a little while now.
What? Me?
I'm 19, too, and
yeah?
I'm
going to LA.
Like you really make me feel like people think that young that this is why younger people shouldn't be voting, or this is why they don't know what's going on.
I think
that if you told a responding officer that you're going to be LAPD, so you expect to get off, they would laugh at you. They would be like, I don't want to work with you if this is the kind of things that you think that you can come out and do just because.
First of all, LAPD is the finest police force in America today. Even
yes,
and
I don't think they want you to be a part of it.
Are you kidding me? It's been my life's dream to be LAPD. Secondly, like, if an ossifer comes and says...
An ossifer?
I mean, I'm sorry. An officer comes and says, yeah, you're busted. I'll say, I'm going to be LAPD. And, you know, can't you back off just this one time, you know?
Well, if you talk to people the way you just talked to Farrah, come on, hey, then you're a bitch. Why wouldn't you be arrested?
Exactly. I politely refuse. You're trying to force me to answer you.
Well, why aren't you telling me who you're going to vote for?
Because I don't feel like
tell
I'm
me.
Right not to tell you.
I'm doing a paper for my criminal. Tell me.
See,
that's how you do it, huh?
That's bordering on assault.
No. Are you crazy? Look, I'm going to be a
cop.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
I would feel threatened. I would feel threatened.
What are you talking about, man?
It's
for my thesis. I'm doing a thesis.
Okay, look, David, if you did that, you'd scare the...
Well, it does kind of piss me off, you know?
And she doesn't have to tell you who she's voting for.
Why not, man?
If I can go to the polls and peacefully vote without someone
right,
screaming
right, who's going
to
vote?
Most people that vote are idiots. Don't I have the right to know if you're an idiot? Are you
going to ask that?
Well, is she an idiot? Are you an idiot? See, that's the stuff. See, nobody want to talk to me.
Well, I do. Farrah, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Anike?
Hello, yes?
How are you? You're on the air.
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, ma'am.
Okay, my question is to David. First of all, if you're going to speak with me with the same manner as you were speaking, I will not talk. So I just want you to respect...
Well, then what did you call up for?
I just want you to respect my and listen to my opinions as well. Because
okay,
I was listening to you completely.
I will listen to you, but who are you going to vote for?
David. First of all, I'm going to...
Hey, she won't tell me.
Let the lady talk. She doesn't have to
David?
Tell you.
David?
God.
Okay, I just want to make a comment and I'll answer all of your questions.
Okay.
First of all, I think you're taking free speech too far. You can say every word, yes, it's your right, but you cannot say bomb an airplane. It's free speech, but if you think it's reasonable to do that, no. If somebody comes to what already, obviously they made up their mind. People who are just going to come to what and they don't know who they're going to vote for, they're not going to spend their waste of time to come to the...
To what? Look, if I see a bum on an airplane, why can't I say there's a bum?
A bum, not a bum.
Hello?
I thought she's talking about a bum. If I see a bum, I'm going to look at that bum and see 2C.
No, I don't mean seeing, you know, you could say it, but it's not right to say it. Let's
not
say
a, hold on, Anike, just hold the line. We're going to the commercial. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Didn't say bum.
If I see a bum on the airplane, I probably think it's you, Mr. Henry. I'm just kidding about that, sir.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
You're a butt mug with legs.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
Dave Oliva is with me. He is a young college student. I want to get back to Anike, who was hanging on through the break because we didn't get to her until late. Go ahead, Anike.
David?
Yeah.
David, I just want to make my second point. You keep saying that Americans are so illiterate, they're so stupid, but just listen to yourself when you talk. In 2 minutes, you keep saying you know, 20 times. That's not a literate way of conversation.
What are you talking about? I mean, you're talking, you say what? You say vote, you say this. If I want to what? What does that mean? That's not vote, that's what? And then you said you see a bum on a plane and all that kind of stuff.
She has an accent.
What kind of stuff? You're an immigrant as well, too. I'm even.
No, I was born in Monterey Park. What are you talking about?
Okay, well, your accent doesn't say so.
Hey, my parents are Hispanic, okay? You know what? Are you racist?
Okay.
Are you racist?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Well, what's that about?
Okay, David.
Forget.
I don't understand if you are you on this radio show? You just want to hear people's opinion. I'm just trying to help you out.
Here's what I'm trying to say. When I go to the polling place where people are voting, I want to know who they're voting for, and I want them to explain it to me, and then I want to be able to go in where they're voting and advise them.
Do you really think people are going to come there, sit down, and have a conversation with you, and just asking you and listen and discussing with you who they're going to vote for? David, I just want you. I don't want you to waste your time. I want you to understand before you go there. If you're going to do it, good luck. First of all, no officer is going to listen to what, if you say you're going to go for LAPD, nobody's going to care. That's first point.
Why don't you take a breath, man? Jeez.
The way you're talking. I'm trying to explain to you something.
I know.
You're very illiterate.
Oh, I'm illiterate?
As you mentioned, you're very ignorant, too.
I'm ignorant?
Good luck to you.
You're just off the boat from Armenia or something, man. You're trying to tell me about it. I'm trying to tell you that...
Oh, come on. Do we got to go there?
Obviously, 19 years old is going to talk in the same way as you do.
Have you ever... have you ever entered the Guinness Book of Records for the fastest talker? Because you could, man, you kick ass. You'd be better than that Federal Express
better
guy.
Be a fastest talker than a stupidest talker.
Stupid?
Yes.
Hey, most American voters are functionally ignorant and partially illiterate.
I don't even know why you have
him
on your show, Bill.
The kid called and was talking to me about a paper that he wants to do. And
hey, don't talk about me like I'm not here, man. I'm here.
Now, if he wants to do a paper, he needs to hear people's opinions, right?
Right, I'm listening to you, but you said, like, a what and a bum on the plane. I can't understand what you're saying.
I understood her.
Okay.
All you have to do is just open up your mind a little bit, David.
Exactly.
You can understand what the lady's saying. She's got a little bit of an accent. We all have an accent, okay? I have an accent.
No, you don't, man. You sound like Clint Eastwood or something. You don't sound like anything.
Well, I got an accent. Like, I don't sound like an Englishman, do I?
They talk like fags. What are you talking about? Hey, is it true that Armenian girls... Can I ask you something?
Look, now he's talking about facts.
Look at that.
Before he was saying, are you racist?
All right, okay.
Now he's talking about facts. Obviously, he's racist, right?
No. Wasted?
Racist.
She said wasted.
I think you're not listening. Obviously, you're not going to...
Are you kidding me, man? She just said wasted.
She said racist. It's a bit of her accent.
If you open up your...
You know what, baby? If you come to America, you ought to learn how to say, like, racist instead of... I think you're... You sound like freaking Elmer Fudd, man. Hey, are you racist?
First of all, when you talk to...
Hey, Wabbit, you must be a racist, Wabbit.
When you talk to the woman, you don't say man.
Yeah.
Hey, what? You're in America now, baby. This is how we talk. Is it true that Armenian girls have, like... A little bit of upper, like a mustache.
All right, you know what, David?
I don't
want
to hang up on you. I want to be respectful to you.
I understand. I appreciate it.
But I don't waste my time for
I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She comes on your show, talks like Elmer Fudd, and I'm the guy. I'm the bad guy.
Hey. I wish you best of luck, David.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Rascally Wabbit.
She was very sweet to you, man.
I know, man. I didn't mean to...
She was very nice to you, and she was trying to explain some things to you. And all you could do is talk about upper lip hair and Elmer Fudd.
Well, I mean, it's just that most American voters are functionally illiterate and quasi-ignorant, and I thought she was one of them.
Obviously, she wasn't. She was a very bright and very nice lady. Here is Brenda on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hi.
I just want to say that I'm voting for Bush, and I don't care what you think. I'm an American, and I'm 58 years old.
Why?
Whoa, we got a dumper.
See? What did I tell you about being dumb? She used the S word and everything.
Yeah, you know, I think that a lot of people are starting to use the S and the F word with a little bit of frequency and a kind of a cavalier wear. I think a lot of people don't know that it's still could get us into trouble with the FCC.
Yeah, well, how come?
Because the FCC won't let us do it.
Well, then how come Janet Jackson got to pull out that big, 40-inch.
Okay, man. Well, you gotta be freaking graphic.
Well, she got to do it, man. Why can't you?
I ain't got breasts.
No, but I mean, why can't you say, like, the S word?
Because that's the FCC, man. Ask them. Anyway, Dave, I wish you well, but you're going to get arrested if you go to the polling places and ask people who they're going to vote for.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
Well, I've already said on the air.
Well, who is it going to be?
You know, just out of principle, I don't think I'll tell you. Do you know?
No, man, I listen to your show, but I just listen for, like, the funny stuff, not when you're talking politics, because it's not interesting to me.
Oh, but you're going to be going down to the polling place to find out how people are voting, huh?
Yes, who are you voting for?
I'm not telling you.
Why not?
Because I don't have to tell you.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to tell you.
Why? Why not, man? I'm doing a paper. Why?
I'm not telling you who I'm voting for.
Please tell me.
No.
Okay.
That guy's a psycho, man. Stand by in that psych test, man, before you become LAPD. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
There's braces for your teeth and a bus to Dollywood if you'll shut up.